I suspected this last Friday night when the EU made the offer to the UK, and Ireland was taking a disproportionate cost of the 25% transfer. It was 44 million, and 31 million of that related to mackerel. And that doesn't seem to have changed in the deal that's now agreed between the European Union and the UK. We still have the 25% transfer, and at this stage, I don't have the detail of what the species are involved, but I expect that it's going to be identical to what was there last Friday night. And that is totally unacceptable from an Irish industry point of view. And I'm immediately calling on the government to make sure that this disproportionate cost on the Irish fishing industry is addressed by taking mackerel quota off the other member states. And this needs to be done as a matter of urgency.
Effectively, are you saying your members have been thrown under the bus to facilitate a deal?
Yeah, that is very much how we feel about it. And it, to be fair, on the wider European fishing context, it looks as if fishing has been the sacrificial lamb of the trade negotiations. But coming back to our own Irish situation, I mean, this deal is good for all of the other sectors. The one sector which isn't any good for, and it actually changes the model of our business, is fishing. And we are not going to sit idly by and allow an industry we've built over decades that is really the heart of throb of Donegal to be thrown under the bus. So we expect, and more than expect, we want the government to deliver on that. They will agree a new, what we would call a new Hague preference agreement, where the mackerel is taken off the other coastal states and given to us, because we are we are so disproportionately targeted here in this deal.